Golf Smarter number 630. Goals versus decisions. Making a decision increases the likelihood of getting it done. With Jeff Ritter.
This is Golf Smarter. Sharing stories, tips, and insights from great golf minds to help you lower your score and raise your golf IQ. Here's your host, Fred Green.
I'm so excited to be able to say welcome back to the Golf Smarter podcast, Jeff.
Fred, I always love being on the show. Thanks so much for having me.
Oh, I love having you on because of your enthusiastic replies. You have been busy since the last time we talked. You were living down, teaching Nike schools down in Pebble Beach area. And you and Kate got married. I'm trying to remember. But the biggest thing in my head is you announced Make the Turn on this episode, on this podcast.
That's right, I did.
You did.
That's
you probably... said, coming up in a couple weeks, we're going to do this thing called Make the Turn.
That's right.
And
that's
now, right. Would you like to make another announcement, sir?
Yeah, well, the first announcement is that we're still going strong. And, you know, my little career pivot turned out to be, you know, exactly, you know, what I hoped it would be. And now what we're trying to do is just really trying to scale our content and our messaging so that as many golfers as possible can benefit from what we do if they like who we are and what our message is. So we've just launched our own app. It's called Make the Turn Golf.
Oh, I was going to try to guess.
Yeah, you're right. It's called Make the Turn Golf.
Uh-huh.
It's available on iTunes. It's free to download, but of course there's content upgrades available for a small monthly subscription fee. If anyone wants to learn more about kind of who I am and what we do and what the app's all about, they can go to our website. MTT Golf App. So that's M as in Mike, T as in Tom, golfapp.com. But, you know, as you know, Fred, you know, we have an integrated approach towards, you know, shooting lower scores, but also taking some lessons inherent within the game to maybe be a little better in all you do. So everything we do is sort of based on this framework that's built upon skill building, which is kind of shot making. And of course, the things that are going into, you know, your technical performance, then we have mindset, then we have fitness, and then we have nutrition. So all the things within the app sort of revolve around these four pillars. We've got new content posted every week. We've got a five-year deal with an incredible company down out of Los Angeles who specializes in this app-based sort of universe. And I just couldn't be more excited. We spent a lot of time and effort, and I'm really excited for you and your listeners to learn more about it and hopefully help their games through our program.
Well, you've always helped the game, my game. I'm going to talk for everybody here. You've always helped my game because you're not only an excellent teacher, you're really an excellent communicator, and that's why I love having you back on the show because you're able to just make it sound simple, which it ain't, unfortunately.
You know what? I mean, when you look at like where coaching has gone and where golf has gone, I mean, there's so much technology, you know, related to, you know, learning and playing the game. And there's so much of it. It's almost impossible to take it all in and internalize it and apply it. And,
yeah,
you know, people ask me, you know, like, what is my goal, you know, in a basic golf lesson? And my goal is always to take something that's inherently complex, like swinging a golf club and hitting a golf ball, you know, down the middle of the fairway, take something that's inherently complex and make it simple and doable. And I think that when you look at the elements associated with achievement related to anything, you know, there's a lot of stuff we can talk about, but in the end, those principles are usually simple and few. So, you know, when you're going out there for a golf lesson, either it's with me or someone you found in your hometown, you know, at the end of that lesson, you know, if you don't feel like the game just got easier, then you were done a disservice. And that's what a good coach does. They take things that are complex, they make them easy, they empower you, and they give you the tools to go out there and say, hey, I can actually do this versus I don't know how I'm going to be able to do this.
Mm-hmm. Well, good, because I have some questions for you we'll get to in a little bit about making my game simpler because it's gotten difficult for me.
You got it.
So, MTT Golf is the name of the golf app, or is it MTT Golf?
No, so if you're going to look for it, it's just you're going to search Make the Turn Golf.
Make the Turn Golf, right. Okay.
And then if you want to go to our website, it's mttgolfapp.com. And
uh-huh.
Then from there, you can also find the link to iTunes and also everything you need to know.
Okay, and you've mentioned iTunes twice, but you've not mentioned Android. Is it coming to Android, or are you just not going to go there?
No, it's definitely coming. You know, with this whole app development thing, it's a very detailed and lengthy process. So, you know, we just started with the iOS platform, like a lot of developers do. But absolutely, we're going to be branching out into the Android market as well. So anyone that has any kind of device that wants to sort of dig into our system of learning, that they're going to be able to. But we just launched. You know, we've got a ton of great free content available, and we've actually got another content creation session coming up in about 4 weeks. We're going to film probably about 50 new lessons. We're going to do a bunch of new audio lessons. Really trying to make this whole learning experience totally dynamic and exciting and fluid and current every single week. People, you know, pull that app open and dive into what we got to offer.
Very cool. Very cool. And so you don't have to, there's ways of looking at the app and getting free content to start that'll get you sucked into if you want to become a member, right? So what kind of stuff do you have to start on the app?
Yeah, you know, when you download it, I mean, you're going to have, you know, a handful or more of sample video lessons. So you can kind of see the vibe of what we got going on. We've got sample lessons available in each one of those categories, from skill building to mindset to fitness and nutrition. We also have a bunch of audio lessons. So, you know, they're technically, you know, podcasts within the app, but they're not, you know, 30 minute long podcasts like you have with your show. They're more, you know, 3 minutes, 5 minutes, 10 minutes, you know, just some basic, you know, mindset lessons and strategies to help, you know, players on the road to mental toughness. And of course, there's free content available that gives people a taste of what we're doing in fitness and also nutrition. So there's a lot of stuff to put together, but I think when people open up the app, hopefully they'll see, you know, an app that's simple, it's intuitive, it's got some quality content. People are going to get daily notifications, sort of like in text format, that are just sort of my daily reminders of some basic ideas or concepts that I think are relevant to everyone when they're pursuing playing a better game. But it's not one of these apps, Fred, where, hey, you download it, you open it up, you see what's in there, and that's it. It's designed to be an ongoing process that hopefully people are excited that they have the opportunity to experience.
Yeah. So when you say podcast, are you referring to something that we can find on iTunes as a standalone, or is it just built into the app?
Just built into the app, but you know, I'll give you a little secret. You know, so if your listeners want to get like a bunch of free audio lessons that are also within the app, all they have to do is go to SoundCloud, right? SoundCloud.com.
Oh, yeah.
Right, and then just go ahead and search "Make the Turn Golf," and they will actually see a number of those free audio lessons. So I think that based on our developers' game plan, you know, some of these audio lessons are actually hosted via SoundCloud-based connection. And that's something people can go ahead and enjoy. So
yeah, very
good. My whole thing, Fred, is always to give people value. I'm not trying to sell or pitch anything, but hopefully the stuff that I put out there is good enough where people go, hey, that's really helpful, I want more of it. And if they find themselves in that situation, then we're going to welcome them with open arms into our community and do our best to keep them excited about playing golf.
Yeah. Awesome. Yeah, can you give me, I don't know if you can come up with something off the top of your head, but can you give me something you remember that you did as a tip that you put in your podcast? Can you share that?
Yes,
please.
I can. You know what? I just looked at one this morning.
Listen.
Everything that we do, Fred, is all about creating upgrades, right? So if you look at your current performance state, and that could be in skill building, mindset, fitness, nutrition, it's, you know, where you are right now is basically a result of your thoughts and your behaviors. I think everybody would agree with that. So instead of always trying to rebuild everything and overhaul everything, you know, how can we create simple upgrades that move us closer to our goals? So my whole philosophy is, hey, let's take, you know, steps forward, right? Always, versus saying, you know what, I'm going to take, you know, one step back in order to take two steps forward. I mean, who out there, Fred, wants to step backwards? Nobody. I don't, right?
Right.
So when I'm giving a golf lesson, it is all steps forward. So here's a upgrade in mindset related to the goal setting process. Now, would you agree, Fred, that in life we are all taught at one point or another that it's really important to set goals?
Correct.
Correct. Okay. Well, here's the problem with that. A goal, by nature, leaves open the possibility of it not happening. Does that make sense?
Absolutely.
So basically, when I go, hey, you know what, my goal is to break 80, Fred. You know, my goal is to lose 20 pounds, and my goal is to make $100,000 this year. So these are like goals that, you know, somebody might write on a piece of paper, right? Mm-hmm. Well, the thing is that there's an opportunity to make this goal setting process more powerful. And the way we're going to do that, Fred, is we are going to upgrade our goals and shift them into powerful action driven decisions. Okay. So here's what it sounds like when I go through that same list we just talked about. So before we say, okay, my goal is to break 80, my goal is to lose 20 pounds, my goal is to make $100,000. All right. So now we're going to upgrade those action plans to decisions. And here's how that sounds. I'm breaking 80, Fred. I'm losing 20 pounds. I'm making $100,000 this year. That's what a decision sounds like. Mm. A decision eliminates all doubt, because a decision is something that you are simply going to do. Whereas a goal is something you're reaching for. And the way we've been conditioned to set these goals really lofty. And then, hey, you know what? Look how close you got. Right? Well, forget that. I don't want to get close to a goal. I want to accomplish it. And a decision from a mindset perspective is way more powerful than setting a goal. So for people that are out there and they have these basic goals related to score or their health or how they're, you know, caring for their families, stop making goals. Create powerful, purpose-driven, action-driven decisions, and the energy and the conviction you have behind those basic goals as you have it will lead you to exactly where you want to be, which is the completion versus just getting close to it. So that's something that's in our audio program, Goals Versus Decisions, kind of rambling on about it.
No, I
love
it.
That's what we're talking about. How do we create upgrades, right, in these simple things that we're doing every day that lead you to that destination a lot faster?
So when you create for yourself, or when you make these decisions to do something, is it, I don't want to ask a yes, no question here. And it, every question in my head comes out to a yes, no question. I want to know about a time frame. Is it relevant to you? Yeah, there's a yes, no question. How do you avoid putting a time frame on that or a deadline for yourself so that it doesn't hamper your progress? I think yeah, I was able to ask that question, right?
Yeah, you're right. I can't say yes or no. All right, that's a good way to go. Well, so basically, it's all about, you know, making sure that every day you're passionately moving towards. Mm. Right, that's one of the talks that I give. You know, I do a lot of public speaking, Fred. I talk to, you know, golf professionals. I've even talked to, you know, big companies such as Apple and Barclays and law firms. I mean, all these lessons that we have relative to golf are so applicable in everything that we do, and people that really enjoy, you know, learning how to improve their lives on or off the golf course through a game like golf. You know, that's sort of the alley that I run in. But it's all about making sure that every day you're passionately moving towards, you know, these things that are exciting to you. You know, so, you know, one of my beliefs is that, you know, number one, no good work goes unrewarded, right? So that means that when you're putting in the work, you're going to be rewarded, but a lot of times it's not on your time, right? A lot of times these benefits that you see aren't based on these time schedules, like, hey, I expect to do this by this date, by that date, whatever. I mean, there's nothing wrong with creating these short-term targets, right, as you move towards this long-term desire. But I'm not really worried about the constraints of time. All I'm concerned with is, am I every day giving myself the opportunity to move towards these things, which I think is really, really important. There's one other thing that I was going to say. Relative to this, what was it going to be?
Well, while you're thinking about it,
maybe we'll come back. But it's all about moving towards. It's all about not putting time constraints.
Right.
It's all about being authentic, and it's all about having that energy, Fred, that comes from a decision. Like, I am simply going to do this. I am climbing Mount Everest. You know, I am losing the weight. I'm going to have a more positive relationship with my spouse or my kids. I am going to make more 3-foot putts. It doesn't matter what it is. But when you make it something that you're just going to do, I'm telling you, you dramatically increase the likelihood of getting that done.
Uh-oh. You just killed the second half of my interview.
We can talk about other stuff.
We're going to have to, because I had this whole thing that I wanted to pursue. And that was you pretty much answered it.
Oh, so, here's the thing I was going to say, Fred. Here's
what I was gonna say.
You know, New Year's, right? That's where people set all these freaking goals.
Oh, terrible.
And within 30 days or less, you know, it's all stuff that's in the rearview mirror. So, you know, the very nature of commitment is that it's fleeting, right? Commitment is fleeting by nature. So one of the secrets, right, when you make a decision, right, is to make sure that every day you're committing to recommitting, right? So it's all about these things that we do on a daily basis to make sure that this level of enthusiasm, this level of energy, this level of conviction that you've created in this moment, which most people deem to be goal setting, that it sticks, that it stays, that at the end of it, when someone goes to you, hey man, remember that thing that you were going to do? How'd that go? And you don't have to sit there and go, oh yeah, I didn't do that like everybody else, right? So, you know, the mindset, you know, behind achievement, success, whatever you want to call it, I mean, that's first. That's paramount. That's where we got to start, right? So when I'm giving a golf lesson, Fred, it's all about, hey, what would get you, Fred Green, totally jacked and pumped about your game if we could pull that off today, in 3 weeks, 6 weeks, whatever? Like, tell me what's going to be a game changer for you. And then from my perspective, I have to have a technical plan, but I also have to have an emotional plan for you to make sure that at the end of this experience we have, that you absolutely get that result that you're looking for. And that's what coaching is all about.
Wow. Yeah. Oh, that's good. That's real good. Thank you.
But my pleasure.
Yeah. So I like the idea, no deadlines. And why is it that we have New Year's in the middle of winter when people are starting? Can we move that over to like be when we change the clocks, but not everyone changes the clocks? All right. How about the first day of spring? Can we create that be the day when everyone starts deciding what they're going to do over the next 12 months? Either the beginning of school year in September or the beginning of spring, but the middle of winter is not the time to be doing that to yourself.
Well, I think that by the time New Year's comes around, everyone is enjoyed and overindulged on enough sugary treats that they go, you know what? Now's where I got to put my foot down. I got to pull the plug on this operation. Otherwise, by spring, I'm not going to be able to fit out the door.
Yeah, but the discipline has been so tattered and shattered during that month of December when between Thanksgiving and all the holidays that go around it. Oh, that's just too much.
So basically, you know, goals versus decisions. I mean, that's an example of simply changing the language associated with an action in a way that makes it more powerful. Right. And these are things that are so easy to do, but they mean so much. And, you know, Fred, one of the things that is so important to me, especially when I deal with junior golfers, is helping them understand that when you are mentally tough, when you learn, right, the tools for using your mind only in ways that serve you, then your path through life, right, becomes so much more determined by you than it is influenced by others, you know, and the things that are occurring, you know, in your sphere of influence around you. And that's huge stuff. So here's a little exercise, if you don't mind. Can I do an exercise with your listeners?
Oh my God.
Right now?
No, I'm sorry, Jeff. We don't have time.
right. You know, and I don't know if you were, you know, hoping this was going to be like a big technical talk, but this is more mental toughness stuff. Right?
I love it. Hey, it's called Golf Smarter for a reason, man.
There you go. All right. So here's our philosophy on mindset, on fitness, and also nutrition, right? And the philosophy is this. It's very simple. People are at their best, Fred, when they feel their best. Would you agree with that?
Yes.
If you look back at, you know, your greatest performances, either your greatest podcast, your greatest performance on a stage, or your greatest round of golf, I mean, if you tell me you felt like crap and you knocked out of the park,
That would probably
be surprising. But if you told me, like, you know what, man, I just felt like I was having the best day, right? And I was loving this golf course, and I was loving the weather, and I was loving the guys I was playing with or whatever. And I went out there and I fired, you know, X, right? So people are at their best when they feel their best, right? So how you think, if we're talking about the mental side of things, how you think literally determines how you feel, right? How you feel is an emotional state. And an emotional state can only come from one place, which is your thinking. So if you're listening to the podcast, and Fred, you can do this with me, right? Right now, I want everyone to permit themselves to think of something that was sad, unpleasant, or possibly tragic in nature. We've all been on this planet for a certain period of time. We've all have at least one thing that we can think about where it's an experience or a moment in life that we would rather not have with us every single day. You know, for me, you know, I lost one of our dogs a couple of years ago to cancer. And every time I think about that, Fred, I feel like I start getting choked up and I want to cry a little bit.
I remember that happened. That's just what I think about.
Okay. So, all right. So everyone, hopefully you've been able to do that. Think about that one sad, unpleasant thing. Okay. Now let's leave that place because no one wants to be there. Now let's think of something in life that represents the exact opposite emotional experience. Something that was happy, something that was fun, a moment that was absolutely hilarious. Fred, have you ever laughed so hard that you feel like you just got an abdominal workout? Like you're like, oh my gosh.
Oh my gosh. Yes.
That last 5 minutes. So we all have those things as well. Okay. So hopefully everyone has had the opportunity to think, right, about those two moments in time, right, and allow themselves to have an emotional experience based on those thoughts. So, Fred, with your thoughts, and you don't have to share what they were, right, but would you say when you thought of something that was sad that you felt sort of like a dip in your emotional energy? You felt like, you know, all that energy that was sort of in the middle of your chest by your sternum kind of sunk down to your stomach. You may have felt a little bit choked up or swollen in your throat. You may have even – you know, felt a reaction in your nasal passages or your eyes relative to those thoughts. Would you agree with that?
Yes.
Okay. Now, when you simply change your thought to this happy place, right, this fun thing, this event that you would like to think about all the time, did you feel that negative energy just disappear?
Of course.
You felt it. Yeah, you felt it go from your belly, maybe, you know, raise back up, you know, to a more elevated state. Okay, so this is really powerful because, Fred, what we just did, right, for you and your listeners, is within 30 seconds, simply through your own thinking, you were able to experience the entire spectrum of human emotion, right?
Mm-hmm.
And here's why that's important. If you don't want to feel bad, you don't have to.
Really?
Think about that. Fred, I sit there
really?
In front of...
Are you giving me permission?
I'm telling you, because most people don't understand that how they feel is under their control, Fred. They wait for something external to happen in life, for something positive to happen, before they permit themselves to feel happy, to feel competent, to feel confident, right? All of those feelings are within you. And all you have to understand from a mental toughness perspective is that you can literally turn it off and turn it on at will. And when I sit there and I stand in front of hundreds of junior golfers, yeah, I want them to shoot low scores and I want them to feel like, you know, they love the game of golf. But if I can help them learn one thing and one thing only, it's that through your thoughts, you can control how you feel on and off the golf course. And if you have that lesson, if you have that tool, I'm telling you are set up to have a fantastic life because it's all up to you. It's not about what's happening outside of you.
Phenomenal. And the high and the low, I get both of those from watching This Is Us.
I need to figure out what
we're going to do the second half. I got to take a quick break here.
Give me one more thing.
So, go. Yeah.
So related to your golf shots.
Yeah.
If you're at your best when you feel your best, then walking up to every shot as part of your pre-shot routine, I want to encourage you to think of something that makes you feel happy, light, and excited. Right, about hitting that golf shot. Because if you do that through your thinking, you are going to have greater access to your best stuff, which means the best golf swing you got. So there's a mental toughness lesson that can help you have a great life or hit a great golf shot all in one.
Available on the Make the Turn app or mttgolfapp.com. We'll be right back after this. Jeff, remember the show, This Is Your Life? I don't know. You may not be old enough to remember This Is Your Life.
When was that out?
Oh, that was probably in the 50s or something, the 60s and things like it. They would bring a famous person back, and then they'd bring all these people back from their life going, remember this person? Remember when you were growing up? Well, Jeff, uh-huh. I just want you to know that coming into the room right now, we have every student you've ever had and all the people you've ever went to school with to say, Happy birthday to... Come on, everyone, sing with me. Come on. Happy birthday to you. Goodbye, wait. Everybody.
Chat.
Happy birthday, Jeff.
Hey, Fred, that's the only happy birthday song I've gotten on my birthday. My wife didn't even sing happy birthday for me.
Ouch.
So,
sorry, Kate.
But I mean, not that she wasn't great. I had a great day. We just left that part out. So thank you so much. And you know what? I actually love 70s television and, you know, all those shows from the Gong Show to Laughing. I do remember, you know, the show. Remember, Name That Tune? I can name that tune in two notes. You're like, how in the heck do they do that?
I did a thing on the radio.
46.
Yeah, you what?
I'm 46. That's how old I am.
You're
and yeah, I'm feeling great. And it's funny thing is, I just did an interview with GolfDigest.com related to Tiger's putting performance during the Valspar.
Yeah.
And anyway, they keep listing me as a Golf Digest best young teacher. And you got to be under 40 to be a best young teacher, but I never tell them, Fred.
It's because you look so good.
I never tell
them
that I'm off that list.
You look so good.
Yeah.
That's really
best
funny.
Young teacher. I'm like, that ended like 6-7 years ago. But I'll take it.
Well, I don't know why you brought this up. When I was working my first job in radio in San Francisco, KSAN Radio, I was producing the morning show, and we did a thing called Mystery Melody, which was, I can name that song in three notes. I can name that song in four notes. I can name that song in five notes, right? And I would have to edit the three notes, the four notes, and we would play it. We even took that live. There was a nightclub called The Boarding House in San Francisco. We did that live on stage once. So Name That Tune. I'm really good at that stuff. All right. So now we covered your birthday. You wrote to me recently and said, oh, okay, there's some things we can talk about. And one that you put was big change for you and Kate. What's going on,
yes.
Jeff? What do you want to tell me?
Well, you know what? As much as we loved being in the Pebble Beach area, we have actually made a family decision to move north to Bend, Oregon. So a lot of people are like, why in the world would you move to Bend, Oregon? Well, first of all, if you've never been to Bend, it's an incredible place. It's an outdoor paradise and has just all the things that Kate and I love. But, you know, for people listening to the show, you know, my wife, she is a very talented and respected nutritionist coach.
Yeah.
And, you know, she participates in all of our Make the Turn curriculum from the nutritional perspective. But she was actually hired to be the product development director for a health food company called Laird Superfood. Fred, are you familiar with the big wave surfer, an extreme athlete icon, Laird Hamilton?
Yeah.
You got to be, being a California guy, right?
Well, also because he was the golf caddy, the golf riding.
The golf board.
He was one of the originators with that, right?
Exactly, yeah.
Yeah.
Well,
oh, no, he's quite the brand.
Laird has launched a health food company called Laird Superfood.
Okay.
And what they have is they've got optimized coffees, creamers, hydrate products. They've got a whole line of just amazing stuff that's gluten-free, dairy-free, vegan, non-GMO, paleo, keto compliant. So the people that are out there that are just really into, you know, better health and being able to create these upgrades through the foods that they eat, they're going to love the stuff that's available at Laird Superfood. So Kate's their product development director.
Very cool.
We came up here on a leap of faith to help her, you know, fulfill some of her career related goals and dreams, or decisions, I should say. Geez, I'm throwing goals out there. We just talked about not doing that. And I've actually, found an incredible property. Fred, I got this incredible place, and I can't tell you about it right now because we're actually going to be signing our agreement, you know, in a couple of days here. But
okay,
I landed on my feet for our Make the Turn program at just one of the most premier spots in all of Oregon, you know, for golf, that just has everything that I could ever want. And I just couldn't be more excited about the kind of stuff we're going to be able to do for our clients and athletes that enjoy our program. So maybe
awesome.
We'll have to do this again. I can tell you where I am.
Oh yeah, right? No, we will.
But I gotta keep it under wraps for just a couple
That's
of couple
okay.
of days. So anyway,
so wait, so Bend, here we are. Bend we're is Bend near Northwest. Eugene, or is it on the coast?
It's Central Oregon, actually. And Fred, guess what?
What?
It barely rains here. It barely rains.
Come on, it's
in
Oregon.
Bend, Oregon. We're Central Oregon. We're on the east side of the of the forest and whatnot. 20 minutes from Mount Bachelor, we've got a couple hundred sunny days a year. It is the exact opposite from what everyone would think about all the rain that falls in this part of the world. So,
do they charge California prices then because you get such nice weather?
I'll tell you, as
opposed to Pebble Beach where you were living before.
It's a much friendlier cost of living, and I've met quite a few Californians who have migrated up here for good.
I bet for
that reason. But you know, they've got 30 golf courses out here, Fred. You know, a lot of them are top ranked courses. They got 40 lakes, mountains, streams, hiking trails. You know, we got our golden retriever. We like to get her out in the woods and snooping around at all the little critters out there. So, so for us, it's a really good thing. It's a heck of a lot colder right now than I would like it to be. But yeah, I think it's a good thing for our family too. And that's why we're here. So Pebble Beach and Poppy Hills were fantastic, and we still have a very positive relationship with them. But, this was just one thing. I mean, the universe was pulling us in this direction. So the wife and I said, let's go for it. And that's what we did.
So are you still doing individual lessons?
I still am. I mean, not where? Right now because of the weather. But, once we get set up at a new property, we're going to do individual coaching. We're going to do some schools, and we're going to expand some of our corporate offerings. But, we're in, a part of the world which might not be easily accessible for a lot of people. So, through content creation and through our app, the goal is to always be able to connect with anyone who likes who we are and what we do, regardless of where they are and regardless of where we are.
And you do online lessons, don't you?
I do. They're not available on our website currently, just because of the time associated with uprooting your lives and getting restarted again. But yeah. But that'll be something available as well. And one of the things with the app, is we're going to have a Facebook page dedicated to people that have downloaded the apps. That's where they're going to be able to, engage on a daily basis, to ask questions, to be able to communicate with me directly. So you have to download the app to have access to that page. We're going to be expanding the app to have all kinds of cool stuff. Being able to actually purchase an online lesson through the app is something that we want to be able to do in the future. So, with technology, it's kind of the new way of doing things. Being able to say, hey, instead of just focusing on the people that live in my zip code, if people anywhere want to hear more about what we have to do, then we have the tools to be able to help them with their golf game anywhere in the world. And that's the great thing about the age that we live in.
All right, now let's talk about me.
All right, let's talk about you, Fred.
No, what I was going to ask you about, what I was planning on, and you kind of worked it, but I've gotten to a point where I love playing twice a week. I play Wednesday afternoons and Saturday mornings with my friends. And when I get into that nice little rhythm, all of a sudden my game is getting good and I'm really enjoying it. But if I take a break at all, whether it's just miss Wednesday because I got too much work to do, or if we have family plans or we're traveling, so I'm missing, like I'm only playing once over the next 2.5 weeks. When I get back out there, all of a sudden I feel like my confidence is shot and I'm not sure what I'm supposed to be doing. Although, give me 9 holes and all of a sudden the back nine, I'm shooting a 40, right? Or 39.
Right.
But how do I prevent myself from getting into that spot? And that's kind of like what I was laughing about. You talked about the whole thing with decisions eliminates all doubt, and your goals versus decisions. But do you have anything to add to that? Or do you even want to try?
Oh, Fred, that's a heck of a question.
Because confidence in golf.
I'm just kidding.
Yeah, of course.
Of course I've got an answer, Fred.
Of course you do. That's why I called Jeff Ritter.
So here's what I would say. I was would you say that when you're hitting the ball well or performing well, that you may have had sort of like a swing thought or an anchor or something like you discovered that always kind of seems to work well for you?
Yeah, slow down.
Okay. So that happens to me as well. Like I'll have an incredible, round of golf and I'm like, oh yeah, when I do this with, my posture, I hit the ball really well. Yeah. Or when I'm more patient at the top of my swing from a pacing or rhythm perspective, I tend to hit better golf shots. Or when I, remember to put the ball in this position around the green, oh yeah, my contact improves. So, just like we talked about, the very nature of commitment is fleeting, right? You got to recommit to that commitment process. A lot of times we just forget our own little magical swing cues that help us perform the way we know we can perform. You know, so years ago, Fred, I was at a business seminar, like 2 days of just like the most boring stuff you could ever listen to. And I'm just like leaning back in my chair and I got my eyes closed. And it was one of these things where like I needed to complete, you know, this business course to be able to get a certain certification relative to my PGA membership. So you got to be there, right? You can't just skip out. And I'm sitting there and I'm like, gosh, what a bunch of garbage. And then at the end of this deal, Fred, this guy said the most impactful thing, one of the most impactful things relative to my ability to perform in life. And what he said was, paper never forgets, right? So basically, when you find that one thing that helps you with your ball striking, that helps you with your chipping, your pitching, your sand, your putting, and they can all be different. When you find that one thing that's sort of like your cue or your anchor that always kind of fits, right, with your style of play, you got to write it down or put it in the notes in your phone or shove it in your golf bag or do something where you're reminded about the stuff that helps get your game on point, because I forget all the time.
Yeah.
I've had some of the best ball striking sessions of my life on like a Wednesday night after giving lessons. And I'm like, man, the next time I tee it up, I just got to remember that. And then I tee it up 3 days later and you play around a golf that's not as good as it could be. And you're like, oh my gosh, I totally forgot about this thing, this amazing thing that I know works for me. So the first thing I would do, Fred, is I would look at each area of your game, right, from technical to physical and emotional, and see if you can reduce each shot or each action to one thing that always kind of works for you. And then write it down or put it in your phone. And before you go hit balls or hit the first tee, look at it as a reminder of how you think when you are at your best.
Awesome. You know what my takeaway from that is?
What's that?
Keep some Post-it notes in my bag.
I don't care how you do it, right?
Because I'm not going to write it on a scorecard because that'll get thrown away anyway.
Right. Oh, Fred, from the emotional aspect of it, you know, you're at your best when you feel your best, right? Is to remember to always be ready to play. P-L-A-Y. We say that word a lot in golf. I'm going to go play golf, right? But when people say I'm going to go play golf, they never take a second to really dissect and to consider what that even means. So the word I'm talking about here is the word play, capital P-L-A-Y. What the heck does that even mean? Well, it means to have a damn good time, right? And I see people every single day that leave their place of business or they leave their home or they leave this stressful world and then they go to the golf course and they don't have any darn fun. Mm-hmm. What a waste of time that is, right? Mm-hmm. Well, guess what? You're at your best when you feel your best. And one of the things that we talk about, Fred, when we talk to businesses, to companies that come out and they're looking for lessons through the game, we talk about this concept that we call the intelligence of fun. You know, in life we've been taught, Fred, that there's a time for work and there's a time for play. Well, maybe if you made your work your play, you'd be a heck of a lot better at it because you'd be having fun. And this whole idea of fun, you know, people think it's irresponsible. Well, when you're having fun, Fred, right, your brain releases these neurotransmitters, serotonin and dopamine, which are the activators of all creative human intelligence, right? So when I'm dealing with my athletes, so for you, Fred, number one, I want you to write down what your anchor is, this one thing that you know helps your performance in all these areas. And then when you go to the golf course, I want you to show up ready to play, which means I want you to show up ready to have a damn good time. And if you do those two things, I promise you, you will start getting those results that you're looking for.
So good. You are so good. Thank you so much. Again, it's M as in make, T the T turn. mttgolfapp.com is your new site.
That is correct.
And you got to download, especially if you're an iPhone user, you have to download this new app. Check it out. And make sure you don't put your little switch on mute like I did and say, Jeff, the audio's not working. This is the engineer speaking. Jeez, I'm so embarrassed.
That's all right.
All right. And Jeff, congratulations on the move. Congratulations on the exciting new part. I mean, Make the Turn has really developed into something very special. I know you were doing writing for a while for a magazine on it, and you've gotten amazing exposure. That's the thing that I've always loved watching about your career is you are the best golf marketer I've ever met who also teaches. You're amazing.
Well, I appreciate that, Fred. And, you know, we just want to help people. That's it. You know, my wife being in nutrition and the experiences I've had and the training I've had in mental toughness and the people that have helped me in fitness, it just sort of, you know, became, you know, part of the program that we wanted to create. And we do it because we love it. And there's nothing we love more than when somebody engages with us and they get that result that they've been looking for, that they've been maybe struggling to find. And through our curriculum and through our encouragement, they're actually able to have that experience. That's why we do it. And that's why every day is an easy day, because it's all about just giving to the people out there. So thank you so much for the opportunities you always give to us, Fred, and sincere thanks to everyone that's listening to this program right now. We're excited to share what we have with you.
Boy, do I like that guy. Some interesting podcast news regarding Golf Smarter that I'd love to share with you. For those of you who download from either Apple Podcasts app or iTunes, Golf Smarter is now the number one amateur sports podcast on their platform, which is quite flattering. So I just wanted to thank you for your continued support, which is why we're there. Also, if you have yet to do so, and you use an Apple platform, please write a review for Golf Smarter in either of the Apple Podcasts or iTunes, because it helps in a couple of ways. But mostly because it's your way to introduce us to new listeners who are looking for helpful and interesting golf content. The review can be about the show, it can be about me, or about a specific guest, whatever you'd like. But please, please, please write an honest review. I truly appreciate it, and it does help. And for those of you who listen on your Android device, I've yet to find a single mobile podcast app that's the beast like Apple offers, but my favorite is Stitcher. Now, I'm happy to say that you can get 3 podcasts from smarterpodcasts.com on the Stitcher app or at stitcher.com. So you can find Golf Smarter, Radio Baseball Cards, and the Good Dog Podcast, all what I feel is the best and the most robust podcast aggregator for Android, Stitcher. So there's my recommendation for today. Okay. So let's open our mailbag and see what kind of challenge is presented to Tony Manzoni in our Golf Smarter Academy.
Hi there. My name is Stephen Lee from San Antonio, Texas. And my question is, when you're out on the green practicing your putting, what are some things that you'll recommend that we should be practicing?
Steven, I heard your message about putting, and let me give you some tips. The number one thing in putting is distance control. If you have good distance control, number one, you're never going to three putt. Most people three putt because they either hit it short or long. The number one thing I teach my students is first to learn to roll the ball, okay? Not jab at the ball, because then the ball skids. It doesn't turn over. It doesn't roll. A lot of people would take a driving range ball and try to make the stripe turn, you know, and turn perfectly over and over and over and not wobble. What I do with my students, I'll put a tee on the green, and I'll have them putt towards that tee and try to roll the ball to the tee, not hit it. Dave Stockton is a great teacher, and he says, don't try to make the putt. Just read the break, roll the ball on the break, and let the ball go in the hole. And I think that's a really good concept, because the more you try to make the putt, the more your body moves towards the target, and you start getting the yips and all these things. So if you focus on rolling the ball and getting that feel of distance, walk up to the hole, maybe go halfway, take a few practice strokes to get a feel of how far you're going to have to hit the ball. That's the best advice I could give you. You know, get it into the hole. You know, who knows what that one is? If I could tell you how to do that, we'd all be in some wonderful tropical island or something, but learning the roll of the ball and controlling the pace is everything, okay? Good luck.
Wow. Now, if you listened regularly to Golf Smarter, then there's no way you can tell me that you didn't just listen to that or another one of our Academy segments over the past 12 weeks and not learn something valuable. As a matter of fact, he mentioned Dave Stockton, winner of 5 majors on the PGA and Champions Tours. Well, Dave was a featured guest on episode number 430 back on April 1st, 2014. I think you should go back and check that one out. To this day, I still use Dave's advice from that show and always take 2 clubs with me to the ball, even if it's a distance that's right in my wheelhouse, because there's always one more factor before making the final decision of which club to hit. And that's, again, one of the things that I love about this podcast. There's always at least one nugget that I take with me from every show and use it to become a better golfer. So what about you? Do you have a question about a specific part of your game, your short game, mid-irons, your putting, swing, your gear? Or, I mean, that was a simple question, right? Well, whatever's bugging you, you need some free expert advice. Well, ask your question. Please call our toll-free number at 415-761-1498. You'll find the link on our website. Again, that's 415-761-1498. When your question gets answered on the show, you'll receive a copy of Tony's DVD, The Lost Fundamental, a Golf Smarter Academy diploma, and one of our brand new Golf Smarter ball markers. For more on our academy, both the clinic and participating in the podcast, please go to golfsmarter.com/academy. Now, are you signed up for our mailing list? Please click on the Hey Fred button at golfsmarter.com and simply select the button that gets you on our list. Because with these emails, you're going to get news about our latest episodes, links to videos that'll help your game, and now I'm even making recommendations to podcasts that I think you're going to enjoy. Since I don't listen to radio, other than live sports, of course, I listen to podcasts every day and have become pretty adept at turning people on to shows that they've not heard yet or episodes that are not to be missed. Anyway, please sign up for our mailing list, and it's right there at golfsmarter.com. Click the Hey Fred button. Now, if all goes according to schedule, which is never a guarantee, tomorrow I'm going to be speaking and recording a conversation with Dave Pels about putting, his practice area. Have you ever seen the video of his practice area? I'll make sure when that email goes out that the video will be included. And also, I'm going to ask him for tips for the new putting green that I just installed in my yard. I'm so excited. They're going to be finishing it later today. We were scheduled to speak last week. Dave and I had it on the calendar, but his assistant wrote back to say that a couple of his students, including Phil, were staying at his place during the week in preparation for the Masters, and he just wasn't available. Boy, was I pissed. Really? Choose Phil Mickelson over talking to me for Golf Smarter? Unheard of. Absurd. Anyway, please follow at Golf Smarter on Instagram or Twitter, or use hashtag Golf Smarter to get everyone involved in our conversation. And if you prefer or are only using Facebook, then join that conversation on our Golf Smarter page. Questions, comments, suggestions you may have? Just click on the Hey Fred button at golfsmarter.com.